Just a tad. And also joining us, Andrew McCarthy. Will discuss the diversity visa program with him and where he thinks that is going to go now. It is now 8 o'clock and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. We continue to learn more about the man who drove a pickup truck on a New York bike path, killing 8 people.
Investigators collected evidence at Saifulo Saipov's apartment in Paterson, New Jersey.
We have a lot to go through.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner John Miller said it appears the 29-year-old planned the attack for weeks.
He did this in the name of ISIS.
He said Saipov followed instructions published by ISIS for carrying out a vehicle attack, but they say he had contact with people who've been on their counterterrorism radar. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
New this morning, a pre-dawn house fire in Seat Pleasant this morning has killed 2 people. Details are still coming in, but Prince George's County Fire spokesman Mark Brady says the victims were found dead in their home on Foot Street. A Springfield man took his own life yesterday after a violent domestic dispute, and police say that he used a chainsaw to self-inflict wounds to his upper body.
I don't know where the chainsaw was at the time or when officers arrived. I do know that there was the chainsaw was on scene, and the injuries were consistent with that being caused by a chainsaw.
The man was 70 years old. His wife is 76. He reportedly beat her with an axe handle, but police say her injuries are not life-threatening. Metro's general manager presents his budget for next year today, and it asks the local jurisdictions to shell out a combined extra $165 million.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner.
We should be fine in Maryland.
Berliner says the money Maryland contributes to Metro is from a state trust fund, partially funded by gas taxes. Governor Larry Hogan pledged to give Metro an extra $125 million a year, but only if D.C., Virginia, and the federal government do the same.
I am optimistic that at the end of the day that the governor's proposal for $125 million will be matched by Virginia, will be matched by the District of Columbia, and matched by the federal government.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The search continues for a man accused of raping a woman in Gaithersburg a month ago.
It happened at a bus stop on Watkins Mill Road at Travis Lane in the early morning hours of October 6th. Montgomery County police say a man in his 20s approached a woman waiting for the bus, pulled her into a wooded area, and sexually assaulted her. He then ran from the scene. Now, police have taken the limited description they had of the suspect and created a composite sketch based on DNA evidence. You can see that photo on our website. A $10,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is due back in court this afternoon.
Paul Manafort and his aide Rick Gates are facing numerous charges, including accusations of fraud and money laundering. And Representative Adam Schiff says there's a definite link between Manafort and Russia.
While he was campaign chair, Manafort was reaching out to Oleg Deripaska, an oligarch close to Putin, and offering information about the Trump campaign in the hope of collecting more money like that which he had been laundering.
Manafort and Gates have pleaded not guilty. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,435, the Nasdaq at 67.17. Sports, an historic night in Los Angeles.
To his left, Altuve has it in short right, throws to first, and the Astros are 2017 World Series champions.
The call on the Astros radio network as they win it in 7 games. The Wizards lose to Phoenix. The Caps host the Islanders tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
Depend on WMAL.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to iTrustFrank.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky, buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning. Lots of incidents here. Let's go Virginia with one that's now out of the travel lanes on the toll road, but big delays coming off of the Greenway now to merge, get you past the toll plaza and onto the toll road past Hunter Mill Road, scene of the crash. Again, authorities at the scene tell me lanes have been reopened. Route 7 will go through Falls Church, and once you get through Seven Corners, had the crash. 7 near Patrick Henry Drive. 50 Arlington Boulevard inside the Beltway. The crash is near Annandale Road. 395 right near the Pentagon in the HOV lanes. The crash to the shoulder. So the HOV lanes a little extra slow there. But the main lines, you can see the activity as well. We're improving. Some good news here. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway between the 11th Street Bridge and the 3rd Street Tunnel, the broken down car has been towed away. Lanes reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather continuing to spill back in. Warm front pushing north, partly to mostly cloudy, with maybe a few rain showers or sprinkles this morning. There will not be widespread rain. Partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon, 76. Some passing clouds tonight, 59. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow, 79 the high. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Centerville, 46 in Olney, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The New York terror suspect says he felt good about the attack and planned even more carnage. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday Eve, Thursday morning. At 8:35, Andrew McCarthy will be joining us to make us smarter about those diversity visas and what's going to happen with them. If anything, a lot of talk. We'll see if there's going to be any action, though. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
Good morning. I wonder, what do your parents do with you that you couldn't get away with your kids today? Is there something that's changed over time that, you know, there's just no way your kids could do this anymore? Something that you did as a child? And, you know, what got me thinking was this news report of a Wisconsin woman. I want you to hear this. This is from WDJT, a woman who did something with her child that is driving people crazy in Wisconsin.
A Wisconsin woman is facing charges after her 9-year-old son was tied to the roof of their minivan to help hold down a plastic pool. Prosecutors allege 28-year-old Amber Schmunk had her son hold down the molded pool they had just bought because it wouldn't fit inside the van. Police documents allege she told an officer she thought it was okay because her dad allowed her to do similar things when she was a kid. Schmunk is charged with recklessly endangering safety, which is a felony. She's due in court on November 11th.
Now, let's assume she was driving, let's say, 15 miles an hour, okay? Not like going 100 miles an hour with a 9-year-old strapped to a swimming pool on her roof. 15 miles an hour, let's, for the sake of this conversation, driving down a highway with the kids strapped to the roof. Her contention, my dad let me do that. My dad would let us do stuff like that. Like, so what's the big idea? What's the big deal here? You're going to charge me with a felony? Kind of curious. You know, it got me to thinking, like, what were the things that we did as kids that we couldn't get away with today? And one of them I knew for sure was, you know, when me and my brothers were younger, we would go to, like, the flea market and we'd find cap guns that looked like real handguns because we thought they were the coolest. Like, you don't want the gun with the orange band on the front. You want the gun that, like, looks awesome and you get to fire it as you run around the neighborhood and shoot at each other by cops and robbers. Get on your bicycle, holster your weapon, pull it out, and fire and... One of the coolest things you could do. I remember actually we used to play with like bull whips in the front yard. Like we had a giant bull whip and like whoosh, like whipping it out. Now, could you do that now? Is there any chance you could like stand in a yard and fire off a bull whip in the middle of a neighborhood? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not without arising some suspicion from the neighbors. Maybe have a cop called or something. So what has changed for you? Kind of curious to see how time has shifted. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
How many parents now allow their children to just play in the backyard unsupervised without watching them at all times? Oh my gosh, from the kitchen window. How many parents do that with their children?
Well, now they have cameras connected to their phones. They can watch their children
at all
afar.
Times. You must be you must be have all eyes. These children are just going to grow up just constantly, you know, supervised, constantly looked at all time. My mother used to put, well, when I was real little, I had to be like 3 years old. And I kind of remember doing this with Donnie, the kid who lived next door. Our mothers told us that if you could put salt on a bird's tail, you could keep the bird as a pet. And they sent us out in the backyard together with salt shakers. And then they went off, like they went and like had coffee in one of their houses, and they sent us out in the backyard with salt shakers, and we roamed around the backyard with salt shakers for hours, chasing birds, trying to put salt. We'd try to sneak up on them, and they left us. They left us. My mother, okay, this was back in the day. Uh-huh. I remember when we lived next door, I was young, like 4 or 5 years old, and my mother would put the phone next to my bed, and she dialed the neighbor's number. And the neighbor would hear the phone ring, because these weren't, you know, mobile phones or anything. When I got up, I knew my mother would be next door having coffee in the backyard, coffee and cake with Mrs. Eisenberg in the backyard. And so I would get up, I'd look out my window, and I could see them in the backyard, and I'd pick up the phone, and I would call Mrs. Eisenberg, and my mom, you know, my mom could hear me. So I would say, I'm up, and my mother would pick up the phone and say, okay, get dressed and come over. I'd say, okay, and I would get dressed and I'd walk over. That's like 5 years old. Today, oh my gosh, could you imagine if you left a five-year-old in the house sleeping by themselves? Well, oh, the humanity. But I knew as a kid this is what the deal was. I got up, mom wasn't in the house. I look out the window. There she is. Okay. It was easy.
A lot of calls coming in. The lines are packed because people do have stories about...
Because people are helicopter patterns now.
The way that their childhood is totally different from the things that we can let our kids get away with now. Let's start with Catherine, who's in Quantico this morning. Catherine, good morning. You're first up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. I love listening to y'all every morning, and this made me chuckle. I was doing my morning chores. I'm one of six, and my father, an Irishman, when we were little, we would get colds, and my mother would yell, Mike, make her a hot toddy. And my dad would whip up this whiskey, tea, honey. I hope they're not listening right now. We had to sit at the table and drink the whole thing before we were allowed to go to bed.
You drink this whiskey and you like it.
But wait, Catherine, how many of us had blackberry brandy or some other liquor rubbed on our gums when we were children, when we were teething, right? My parents would tell my brother all the time with his kids, just rub whiskey on their gums. They'll sleep fine. And my brother's like, I don't think I should do that.
That's true. And my grandma would come visit, and she'd have us pour her a little gin in a glass before bed. I was doing it at 6 years old.
Yeah.
And my parents are awesome, and I'm awesome.
That's hilarious.
Everybody's normal.
Whiskey for colds.
Exactly.
Whiskey for colds and bartending at six. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Way to go, Catherine. I love it.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you.
Mark in D.C. this morning. You're up next. Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah. Hi, guys. First job I ever had was I had a paper route when I was a kid. So, before I delivered the papers, I would go to and meet the circulation manager at a certain place, and he would have all the bundles of papers to take to all the various spots around town. And I would ride with him, and we would deliver those bundles to each spot where the paper boys could pick them up. Well, this was sort of a half pickup truck, half van, and I would literally sit on the tailgate. I was 10 years old. I would sit on the tailgate 40 miles an hour down the road, dangling my feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop. We'd go from one stop. We'd drop off the bundles. Then I'd climb back on. We'd drive to the next stop. And we'd do this for an hour, riding down four-lane roads. You know, I was 10 years old, just sitting on the tailgate, dangling my feet.
Yeah. And look, and here you are now, just fine. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
Kelly and Frederick, real quick here this morning. Good morning. You're up next.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Good. So what has changed for you?
Well, when we were little, we would head to my grandmother's on the weekend. We'd have a 9-hour drive. So we would just grab a pillow and a blanket, and we would climb up in the back window and just lay in the back window and sleep for 9 hours on the trip.
Yep.
Yeah, good little comfortable place to sleep. It was always nice. It's always nice to get out of that uncomfortable seatbelt and lie down somewhere comfortable, hang out in the back window. I don't think you can get away with that anymore. I'm pretty sure you couldn't just wave at the cops anymore as you do that.
I have news for you. There was a time my grandfather's car didn't have seatbelts. My grandfather's car did not have seatbelts. He had this big bench seats and no seatbelts. And you just rolled around in there, no big deal. You didn't lay down. It was great.
You just stack the kids one in front of the other, and then they become airbags for each other.
Except he never had an accident. It is. Well, all right. So we'll find out more from you about things that your parents let you do. You would never let your kids do ever. You would probably be arrested like this woman if you did it with your kids. 888-630-9625. It's 8:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. And Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I love these stories.
All right. Are
they great? They are. Let's get you around the Beltway. Virginia, as you come off of 95, past the Little River Turnpike, currently with travel lanes open. Then you get a nice break below speed then from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. So not so bad. Now the Maryland Beltway, in addition to our normal stacked up delays here out of College Park to Silver Spring, you're also going to find on that inner loop leaving College Park into New Carrollton slow. We had two separate accidents that were along the way giving us those delays, and the outer loop into New Carrollton slows to Rubberneck at the earlier crash. Now let's get you into town. George Washington Parkway, once you get past the overlooks and down onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slows again to the 14th Street Bridge. Crash that was reported near Memorial Circle should be gone. Toll road commuters, hang on, Virginia, on the Dulles Toll Road. You definitely need extra time. You might want to take Route 7 if you're coming out of the Sterling area, but jam coming off the Greenway past Hunter Mill Road, scene of the crash there, should be to the shoulder, according to police. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, a mix of sun and clouds. Passing shower, warm, a high 76. Tonight, a few passing clouds, a low of 59. And then tomorrow, more of the same, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of a rain shower. But the highs tomorrow, 79 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, 53 at 8:16. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Brighten your holidays with dazzling arrangements from the flower shop at Potomac Petals and Plants. Using unique, locally grown selections, their floral designers will create beautiful, fresh bouquets. For special affairs, meet with their event designers and allow Potomac Petals and Plants to make your event extraordinary.
Police documents allege she told an officer she thought it was okay because her dad allowed her to do similar things when she was a kid.
That's the excuse 28-year-old Amber Schmunk used when she was caught in Wisconsin with her 9-year-old holding down the plastic pole on top of her car driving down the highway.
She was using him as a weight so that it didn't fly off and endanger other drivers.
Yeah, obviously. And she probably has more kids. She just, you know, she has a few expendable ones.
Exactly.
Let's go. We're finding out from you this morning, what has changed since you were a kid that is totally frowned upon now?
There's so many good stories.
Let's go to Will in Woodbridge here up next this morning. And Will, your thing, actually, it seems like this is, I don't know where this happens. I wonder if it still happens anywhere in the country.
Well, I was raised in the middle of nowhere, Alaska, and when I was in high school, I brought a firearm in for firearm safety to show the importance of it.
So your show and tell was to demonstrate the importance of firearm safety by properly showing people how to handle a firearm.
Yeah, and as the closing part of the speech class, I had a blank in it that went off, and I showed what happens if you didn't.
Tell me you scared the bejesus out of your teacher.
Yeah, I got a reprimand, but a good grade.
Oh, well, congratulations.
How old were you, Will, when you did this?
Probably a junior.
A little bit older.
I wouldn't say it's well advised to do that these days, but anyway, congratulations, Will, for succeeding. Wow. Firearm safety show and tell. Let's see. John in Fulton this morning. You have an interesting one, and that I think there are more than a few people who can identify with. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
Yes, when I was younger, we used to play a game called Spear the Queer. It would be played with a football, and there was no teams. It was every man for themselves. So what they would do is one person would throw the ball up in the air, somebody would try to catch it, and everybody would yell, Spear the Queer, and they would tackle him, and they would just rinse and repeat. They'd just do it all over again.
Yeah.
Can't do that today, though.
No, I know, and I'm familiar with the game. For a variety of reasons now. I think both the name of the game and also the inherent violence that's built into it, it's frowned upon now. Also, we used to play like a game of like wall ball where the person who, if you messed up in the game of wall ball, you had to stand against the wall, and the other kids got to throw the tennis ball as hard as they could at your back. We played some pretty sick games as boys.
How many parents will let their kids play dodgeball today in gym as part of your organized school day? You let people throw balls, those hard rubber balls at your head.
Let's go to Greg in Olney up next here this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, when I was 5 years old, my grandmother had a next-door neighbor that we called Aunt Toots, and she loved to watch soap. She also liked to pass the blue ribbon, so I used to go, and nobody locked their doors back then. So I used to go next door. I'd go to her fridge, grab a pass the blue ribbon. I'm five now. She had a big bowl of M&Ms in the dining room, grab a handful of M&Ms, hand her beer, open up my beer, and eat, watch the soaps with Aunt Toots.
So you say you were 5 years old?
Five.
You were 5 years old and you were just crushing M&Ms and PBRs?
Yep.
That's hilarious. I love that story.
Again, I don't know if there's any good advice coming out of all of this, but things have changed, certainly.
You know what, though? My parents allowed us to drink beer as children growing up because we would go to Germany to visit my father's family a lot, and so we would drink a lot of beer there and a lot of wine. And so my parents didn't keep it from us. And I have to tell you, I think we were more responsible growing up because it wasn't a big deal to us anymore.
But we
didn't drink it with anybody named Aunt Toots, which is way cooler.
Aunt Toots always has Pabst Blue Ribbon. Mike McKay was telling me, and I know a lot of people who have done this, Roman candle fights, you know, where the boys, they'll take the Roman candles, they'll light them, and they'll shoot them at each other, and then you've got, like, the trash can lid to, like, protect yourself in the fight. Yeah, no mas. Those times have changed. Let's go to Jeff in Eastern Shore this morning, up next here on Mornings LML. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. So what has changed for you?
Well, quite a bit. Back in the day, we lived in Eastern Shore, Maryland, and my brother and I, when we were 8 or 9 years old, we loved to hunt. We were outdoors guys, and we would just simply get on our bikes and take our .22s, strap them across the handlebars, and off we go. I don't think you can do that today.
Yeah.
I remember seeing boys who would go, they're going to their friend's house to go hunting, and they would ride down the street on their huffy bikes with their gun strapped to the handlebars. Yep.
A little bit more from you in here in a moment. We got a lot of calls. 822 on WML.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
So I want to tell you about something. I have a friend who hated her smile. She always covered her hand with her smile because she was missing a couple teeth here and there. She went the denture route. She couldn't eat certain foods. So you know what she did? She wound up getting the Hybridge solution. And this Hybridge procedure was amazing for her. She can eat anything now. She's got this great smile. And I have great news for you because Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry are now providing you with Hybridge. This is a nationally recognized, proven, simplified approach to a whole new smile. This process has been perfected over many years, and it allows you to enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. You get your smile back. Your teeth look great, and they function the way teeth should function. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are the best, so I encourage you to learn from them how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you to enjoy the foods that you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend their free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, November 13th, and they'll help you understand all of your dental options. Seating is limited, though, so call Rocky now at 301-530-2434 to make a reservation. That's 301-530-2434 to secure your seat, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
High dollar makeup on the cheap, bought on the street.
What is the danger in using counterfeit cosmetics?
Seven on Your Side investigates the risks of using fake designer makeup.
Lead, urine.
Counterfeit cosmetics. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Connie from Cleveland has a special relationship with Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak and I have been together 35 years. We meet just about every night.
After 35 years, Wheel of Fortune is more than just a game show.
Tonight at 7 on ABC 7. Washington Wheel Watchers, ever dreamed of being on Wheel of Fortune? Now here's your chance to audition tonight. Join ABC 7 at the Wheelmobile at the University of the District of Columbia. For details, go to WJLA.com/wheel. That's WJLA.com/wheel. Tomorrow on ABC 7. 7's Good Morning Washington. Your car could be giving away your private information. Learn the one thing drivers need to do to protect themselves. Plus, spin to win up to $200 from our prize wheel. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal.
I would try drugstore, you know, insoles and supports, and then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, I mean, why not? Give it a try.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting and test walk at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
It's 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Boy, the toll road, you're going to need extra time with this crash here. Eastbound, inbound Dulles Toll Road after Hunter Mill Road. Now, authorities say that the lanes have been reopened there, but I'm going to still see some activity because it continues to grow these delays coming off of the Greenway, so do watch. In the Lorton area, intersection of Gunston Road and Old Colchester Road under police direction for the crash there. 395 in the express lanes, HOV lanes near the Pentagon. The crash had been over to the shoulder. Now, let's go Maryland Beltway. Starting to ease out the outer loop delays in through to New Carrollton, but the inner loop was still slow, leaving College Park toward 450. The inner loop side is where we had the crash that had been cleared to the median, so a distraction for all. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. We all need that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Thursday. Clouds in and maybe a few rain showers. It's most likely a couple of swipes with the wipers, then you're done. Less than a tenth of an inch of rain. I'm going to go partly to mostly cloudy with that shower threat, mainly this morning, 76. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 54 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
All right, good morning. We're talking about the things that have changed that kids can't get away with anymore that they used to. And so many calls on this. I just talked to somebody, Jeff, here at the station, was telling me, rubber cement, remember that? I don't think they even use that in schools anymore, but no more huffing rubber cement anymore.
That's right, and those markers, there was markers the teacher was always yelling, stop smelling the markers!
Let's go to Tom in Woodbridge this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, for me it was a little different. Not parents, but actually the city. I was part of an explorer post called Civil Defense, and they changed, the state of Illinois changed it to Emergency Services and Disaster Agency. They had there's a statewide agency, and they expected every town to have a volunteer group. For a lot of towns, it was just on paper. In our town, it was, but it was for kids. We actually had the explorer post, and we had police and fire divisions. We cross-trained, and no, we didn't go inside, but we assisted the firefighters. We didn't actually go in the buildings, but we provided the lighting. Yeah. And we had our own truck.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
There were times in a big fire, they had us on the hoses. We had a big lumberyard fire, and they had us line up with inch and a half hoses, cooling an area, covering their backs as the male firefighters went in. We had like five fire departments there. Chicago was there.
Wow.
It was a huge one.
But
I think about the things we did as, and many of us went on to become police officers and firefighters. I think about the things we did back then with the city. And then I think, oh, my God, with liability, they would never allow that.
Not
kind of stuff
at
now.
All. Thank you very much, Tom. Things have changed, but that produced a lot of good guys.
I love that. And Michelle in Leesburg, I wish we had time to get to her. I used to play with Mercury. We did that all the time. We did that all the time on the kitchen table. Right, Mike McKay? When a
That's
thermometer
right.
would break, you got to play with the Mercury.
All right.
Oh, so much fun.
A lot of these ideas are bad, but still, things have changed. Andrew McCarthy coming up soon here.
828 at WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great, and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Coming up on WMAL, yes, we will be joined by Andrew McCarthy to discuss this diversity visa program. It's kind of been flying under the radar, that was until the terror attack in New York City. We're going to discuss this with him and find out, are we finally going to get rid of it? The president says he wants to. We'll see if that's going to happen. It's 8:30 WMAL News. That's coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Two people have died in an early morning house fire in Seat Pleasant. Details are still coming in, but Prince George's County Fire spokesman Mark Brady says the victims were found dead in that home on Foot Street early this morning. A 70-year-old Springfield man is dead, and his 76-year-old wife is in the hospital after a violent domestic dispute yesterday. Police say the man killed himself with a chainsaw. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening, they say. Her husband reportedly beat her with an axe handle. Investigators now say the driver of that pickup truck that ran down pedestrians and bicyclists in New York Tuesday had made very careful plans.
Investigators say that Saifullo Saipov planned the attack for several weeks.
He appears to have followed almost exactly to a T the instructions that ISIS has put out in its social media channels before.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner John Miller said the 29-year-old wasn't on the police and FBI's radar, but
he will have some connectivity to individuals who were the subjects of investigation.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam now says he would sign legislation to ban sanctuary cities if some locality in Virginia tried to become one. It was the first time Northam said that under certain circumstances he would sign a bill to ban sanctuary cities. Republican Ed Gillespie has made a campaign issue of Northam's vote against such a bill earlier this year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,435, the Nasdaq at 67,17. Sports sponsored by Walgreens. The Astros win the World Series, beating the Dodgers in Game 7 in L.A. The Wizards blow a 22-point lead and lose to Phoenix. The Caps host the New York Islanders tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Thompson Creek Window Company has smart ways to save. Replace your old windows with new, energy-efficient Thompson Creek windows. Your home will be more comfortable this winter, and you'll save on heating bills. Mary Walter here, and you'll save even more when you buy three windows, get one free with zero-interest financing until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Windows built specifically for our climate, just for your home, in their own local factory, and professionally installed by experts. Thompson Creek windows are custom-designed for your home. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Right now is the best time to replace your windows. Trust your home to Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK now to take advantage of the November sale from Thompson Creek Window Company. It's a sweet deal.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose from seminars in Fairfax, Reston, and Leesburg the week of October 30, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, you look fantastic here out of Stafford and Aquia. It's been better the past couple mornings now that we have those express lanes open. Beyond and through the Occoquan and Newington starting to thin out. In Lorton, though, east of Route 1, we do have a crash affecting Gunston Road at Old Colchester Road. So each of those roadways, again, affected with this crash are under police direction. Toll Road, boy, that's been a tough go this morning. The accident eastbound Dulles Toll Road after Hunter Mill Road causing big delays coming off of the Greenway, almost back to 606. So plan for that. Extra time needed. Now, if you're taking Route 7 and you're coming out of Leesburg, not so bad. You'll have the typical slowdowns passing Belmont Ridge Road. Then you're in pretty good shape until you get to the exit for the Georgetown Pike. Around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, still with the outer loop delays into Silver Spring, the inner loop still slows over toward 450, the scene of the crash in the median, and we had a little bit of rubbernecking on the outer loop side as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy this morning. Few light rain showers are possible. Nothing widespread. Partly to mostly cloudy later, 76. Tonight down to 59. Clouds and sun tomorrow. Maybe a shower, 79. And I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Alexandria. Andrea 50 in Greenbelt, 54 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. Joining us right now is Andrew McCarthy. Andrew is with the National Review, and we're going to discuss the diversity visa with him. Andrew, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Wait. What? No, is he
there? Here somewhere.
Hello?
There he is.
Hi, there you are. I thought we lost you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's so great to have you with us to discuss the diversity visa with us, which I think a lot of people didn't even know existed until we had this terror attack in New York and we find out that the terrorist came in under a diversity visa. One of the things that I wanted to ask from you that I wanted clarification on is yesterday President Trump told reporters that he was the primary contact for 23 other immigrants coming in. How does that happen? How can someone who comes in on a diversity visa bring potentially 23 other people in with him?
Well, I'm not sure if he said the 23 got in. Maybe you heard something later than I did. What I thought I heard reported was he was the contact for 23 people who, in a chain migration sense, tried to get in and were denied visas, which in and of itself, by the way, is troubling. What we're hearing about this guy, I think, is that while he himself may not have been on the counterterrorism people's radar screen, some of his associates were. I think I heard Congressman King say that last night. But what I think that means is that, once you're here and you're legal, you have standing to seek the admission of relatives to a certain degree. And I'm sure that's probably what we're talking
about. Yeah, The president's quote, Andrew, was this man that came in, or whatever you want to call him, brought in with him other people. And he was the primary point of contact for, and this is preliminary, 23 people that came in or potentially came in with him. So there's some ambiguity there.
Right, okay. Yes. Well, I'm sure it's probably a little of both, right? He probably did get successfully get some people in. He's been here for Well, it's 7 years,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And there may have been other people who were supposed to come into this wedding that happened in Ohio that apparently were denied entry.
So, Andrew, how does anybody defend a program that has like an obscenely low threshold for entry and doesn't have in any way the interest of the United States at heart? It's a diversity lottery. It's literally you can win a sweepstakes and come to the United States.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wrote about this. I wrote a book called The Grand Jihad about 8 or 10 years ago, and wrote about this program and how insane it was in our current threat environment. But I think if you want to trace how this loopy idea gets started, it dates back really to the era around the collapse of the Soviet Union and before the terrorism threat that started with like the 93 Trade Center bombing, etc. At this kind of irrationally exuberant period when we thought we were at the end of history, you know, the Soviet Union had fallen and the lion was going to lie down with the lamb and we're all going to be, sing Kumbaya for the rest of our lives and we're never going to have a big national security problem again. And in that euphoria, you had some dopey ideas like this one that got some currency. But the problem with the law is, and the problem with the way our system works, is when bad laws get on the books, they rarely get rolled back or repealed. And this one, you know, I think as soon as we realized that we had a significant international terrorism threat that was starting to hit us on the homeland, this is the sort of thing that should have gotten tossed, and it didn't. So.
Yeah, there's actually legislation that's been sitting in the House since March called the Safe for America Act that to end the diversity visa lottery. And it just didn't go anywhere. It hasn't gone anywhere. It has 12 co-sponsors, all Republicans. Are we going to see them just say, we're just going to address this one thing and repeal this one piece of legislation? Is that going to happen, or do you see this getting wrapped up in a whole bunch of other stuff?
Well, I mean, it would be nice if it got wrapped up in some stuff. I mean, this is one catastrophic program. It's not the only one. I mean, we have a lot of dopey things we do with immigration. But, you know, here's the problem. I think what you find is if you're not in the context of a terrorist attack or the immediate aftermath of it, if you propose stuff like this, you get accused of bigotry and racism and Islamophobia and all the, you know, usual stuff that they trot out. So this is the kind of thing where it's only in an environment like we have now that we may have for, could be another 10 or 15 minutes. We're all conscious of the threat. And you really have to strike in those periods when you get people's attention focused and they realize what the threat is. And if this was the only thing we could get repealed at this point, I would be for that. I'd like to see them. I think Cotton and Perdue have, the senators have, a very good piece of legislation. I'd like to see a lot of that get enacted, but it would be nice to get rid of this program.
Andrew McCarthy, you wrote yesterday about the fact that this terrorist was a Sharia supremacist and an Islamic State supporter. And I see here you wrote that the immigration system needs to take Islam into account. How should the immigration system do that?
Well, here's the key question that you have to win on. Sharia supremacism, which is a totalitarian political ideology that has a basis in Islamic scripture, but it's not religion as we understand it in the West, because it's got an entire social structure and legal code, and it controls things that in this country and in the West we don't regard as religion. So I think you want to distinguish between Sharia supremacism, that is the section of or faction of Muslims who believe that the Constitution should be supplanted by the Sharia legal system.
So basically assess whether or not people will respect our laws, cultures, and institutions?
Right, but you have to make sure, you know, here's the thing. If people say that Sharia supremacism is just another version of the Islamic religion, then it gets First Amendment protection, and then you're done. There's nothing much that you can really do about it. But if it's political ideology, then we can vet for that, and we should.
And how do we vet for that? I'm just very quickly, 30 seconds.
I think you have the people who are in charge of issuing visas. That's part of what they vet for. And they're not, people are not entitled to come in. So if there's any doubt about it, you keep them out.
Yeah, we have to have a total change in mindset here when it comes to this. Andrew McCarthy, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
And stick
my pleasure.
Thanks, Andrew. And stick with us. We'll tell you where you should have breakfast tomorrow morning. It involves Mary. 844 on WMAL.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities. Yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Kensington. We're trying to get off Connecticut Avenue and University Boulevard to merge down toward Flyers Mill Road, but a slow go. Crash reported right in that stretch. Again, near Flyers Mill Road as you come off Connecticut Avenue. Quite slow. 270. We're still with the volume. We've cleared out through Urbana and Hyattstown, so that's great. Now south of Clarksburg and into Germantown, you're off and on the brakes, still onto the 270 spur. The toll road, boy, that's been a problem this morning with the crash eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road after Hunter Mill Road. Still watch, a lot of activity there at last check. Oh, come on, another person is broken down. Same spot on the southeast, southwest freeway. As you come off the 11th Street Bridge or the 3rd Street Tunnel, the earlier one has been towed away. New one now slows us each direction, 295, again, to get toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Thursday. Clouds in and maybe a few rain showers. It's most likely a couple of swipes with the wipers, then you're done. Less than a tenth of an inch of rain. I'm going to go partly to mostly cloudy with that shower threat, mainly this morning, 76. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 54 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
So what are you doing for breakfast tomorrow, everybody? How are you doing for breakfast? Would you like to meet us for breakfast? Would you like to have breakfast with us starting at 5 a.m.? Vince, where can everyone meet us tomorrow morning starting at 5 a.m.? And come have breakfast with us.
Well, that would be the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington. We'll be having breakfast there. A lot to... Actually, the menu's huge. I'm just like looking through it right now.
I know.
A lot of food. There'll be coffee available. You can get there nice and early and drink some coffee with us, and we'll, as we do the show live from the Metro 29 Diner. And, of course, you should do that because you need to start the day with some good breakfast. Actually, if it wasn't for the fact that I'm doing this for work, and actually, I would say go get breakfast before work and then head off to work having enjoyed your morning in a nice diner. We'll be talking to a bunch of special guests to include Cal Thomas, Ed Gillespie, Tim Hugo, Joe Vogel, and Governor George Allen, and much more. So definitely stop by. Also, another upside, there will be swag available.
Swag.
Swag. You know what swag stands for?
Have
you heard the acronym
stuff
broken down? Oh, you're on to it.
Stuff, I don't know.
Stuff we all get.
Stuff we all get.
I don't know if that's actually the acronym, but somebody told me that once. Anyway.
Do I have to declare this swag on my taxes?
Probably.
Okay.
You do, specifically. We'll be giving out some awesome coffee travel mugs. I use them myself, and I love them. So join the party. We'll be having coffee mugs there, too.
And no better place to have breakfast. Now, I'm a breakfast person. I'm the person who goes to the diner, and I get breakfast no matter what time of day it is. I just love me some breakfast.
You're an all-day breakfast person.
I am. I am an all-day breakfast person, but I'm looking at some of the stuff in here. I'm like, ooh, that looks really good. And did you know the Metro 29 Diner was on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Was it really?
Yeah, it was with Guy Fieri. I loved that show until I started boycotting the Food Network, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, the whole Paula Deen thing. But I loved that show, and I have to tell you, there's diners. Diners are a dime a dozen. He only went to the best diners, like the iconic diners. That's why he went to the Metro 29.
I don't know. So I'm looking at this. I don't know if I could resist a steak and eggs. I'm not really sure how I'm going to handle all of the food I intend to consume and the fact that my mouth cannot be consuming food for 4 hours. So that'll also be a struggle, which you'll get to witness.
I want people to see how you move. I'm telling you right now, Vince is like a shark. He can't stop moving. If he stops moving, he dies. So, have you ever seen the videos of the polar bears in the zoo when they're depressed and they just walk back and forth and back and forth and back and forth? That is Vince. Vince literally
got the analogy wrong.
I'm Hillary Clinton and he's Donald Trump. He wanders behind me sometimes until your cord for your headphones gets too short and you're yanked back like a dog on a short chain.
Mary, I am Pac-Man. I roam the room gathering energy in order to defeat our enemies.
I just want everyone to see this. So join us tomorrow. Metro 29 Diner starting at 5 o'clock. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What's the best way to get to a hospital? Well, the answer might surprise you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. When someone gets badly hurt, the first thing you usually hear someone say is, quick, call 911. But a new study says, perhaps hold the phone. An ambulance might actually lower your chances of surviving some injuries. Researchers at Johns Hopkins say victims of gunshots and stabbings are significantly less likely to die if they're taken to a trauma center by a private vehicle instead of EMS. When adjusting for differences in injury severity, they said patients with penetrating injuries were 62% less likely to die when transported by car. Why? Well, because it's faster, and time is of the essence. And keep in mind, unlike CPR and defibrillation for heart attacks, the type of damage done in penetrating trauma often can't be reversed in a pre-hospital setting. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about GEICO, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent-a-state revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent-a-state with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's fast. It only takes a few weeks for Renter's Warehouse to find you quality, employed, and responsible renters who will care for your home just like you. There's a warranty. Renter's Warehouse will warranty every single tenant they place. That's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor now at 202-897-2822 to learn more about the rent-a-state revolution and ask for a free book. Or just go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com, 202-897-2822.
High dollar makeup on the cheap, bought on the street.
What is the danger in using counterfeit cosmetics?
Seven on Your Side investigates the risks of using fake designer makeup.
Lead, urine.
Counterfeit cosmetics. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Tonight, the OMGs come fast and furious.
Oh my God.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Because TGIT is all news.
What?
On Grey's, a whole lot of crazies going down.
Did that girl really put a gun
in her pelvis?
Followed by a juicy scandal showdown.
What are you doing?
Whatever's necessary.
And an epic How to Get Away with Murder meltdown.
I can't be strong all the time.
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. Tomorrow on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, your car could be giving away your private information. Learn the one thing drivers need to do to protect themselves. Plus, spin to win up to $200 from our prize wheel. Watch tomorrow at 6 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this update is now sponsored by Ticked. Now, we still have a late rush hour in many spots. The toll road, let's start there because it's pretty solid still coming off the Greenway in through Herndon and Reston. Had the earlier crash after Hunter Mill Road. Still hitting the brakes through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks on 66. Beltway relief, not just yet, through Annandale toward the Legion Bridge. Stop and go many of those parts there. On the George Washington Parkway, we're okay getting past 123. It's now the overlooks down onto the Key Bridge and on the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge slow. Kensington, we're trying to get through here. Connecticut Avenue and University Boulevard as you merge down toward Pliers Mill Road, had the earlier incident reported. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky around this morning. A few sprinkles of rain are possible. And as we go through the day, mostly to partly cloudy, as we might get some sunshine in here, not much. This will be warm in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 8:55 on WMAL.
You struck a nerve with me.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's insanity.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You gotta hear this.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it, too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads false, fear-mongering, poisonous, and a descent into gutter tactics. The truth? In Richmond, Dr. Northam helped pass longer sentences for gang members and mandatory life sentences for violent sexual predators. Ralph Northam has lived by the VMI Honor Code. Don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-613-8830 now to get get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-613-8830 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-613-8830. That's 800-613-8830 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
You know what, Vince? Guess who's going to be at the White House today?
I think that's Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, really cool. So Larry O'Connor going to be at the White House today. I offered to bring him coffee, and I got turned down.
And he's got Kellyanne Conway and Gary Cohn, and I think he's just going to have a great time.
I think he is. And tomorrow, we're going to have a great time at the Metro 29 Diner. Be there, 5 a.m. We will be there.
Definitely. We'll get you some breakfast, Chris Plant.
Have a good time. Maybe a Greek omelet. I love the Greek omelet at the Metro 29. It's kind of the thing that I go there
for. The Papadopoulos is what I call it.
And I do that to the Papadopoulos, you know, at any Greek diner. And it is a Greek diner, too. There's generally a Papadopoulos to be found in any Greek diner. I got a couple of things coming up, you know.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Accumulate.